Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to tell you, Coach, I was in Dallas, right, on Saturday watching the Spence-Garcia fight, but I was in my room late at night, and I'm a fan of yours and your team, so I'm from Huntington Beach, and so I've like done shows in your gym and everything else. I've done like events there when they had like a Bellator fight there one night or something, but I've always been an Anteater fan, and all I know is I've been shouting Anteaters all year from the mountaintops. So here I am, like Saturday night, late night, I get back from the fight, and here you guys are, and I'm watching this game, you know, in your conference title game. And you guys were just rocking it. I got to tell you.
We rolled them.
I mean to tell you, you guys put a beating on them. That was something else.
Yay, man. Thanks for being with us the whole way, Scott. I appreciate you, man.
I mean, you guys really I'm watching this game, and I'm sitting there like it was ugly. At the end, it was like, and you guys weren't even trying to rub it in, but you just kept doing it because you guys couldn't miss. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a good night to be an Anteater. That's right.
I think it is great. I mean, I look at your team, and in my view, Russ, you haven't lost in about a month and a half. Is that about right?
Yeah, it's been a while. 16 straight games. I know that.
So, I mean, how did you get them to roll like this? This isn't the first time you've had this team rocking before.
Yeah, we've gotten steadily better, and we've just got a really veteran team full of good guys. You know, we've made sacrifices for each other, and we've gained momentum and energy off of that. And right now, we got a lot of guys playing well. We got a deep, talented team, and we defend every time. And our offense has really played well here coming down the stretch.
I mean, it is unbelievable. I'm watching this game, and you guys were shooting, I think, literally in that game over 70% from downtown. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. We had an unbelievable night. But Fullerton had done that to us last year. So my guys were really motivated and really locked into that matchup. And it showed up in the way things happened for us. You know, it was just one of those great nights to be on the winning side.
Tell me about, how do you get this kid Welp off the bench drops? I mean, like 9 of 12 from the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quality. But then you had other guys doing it. Hazard did the same thing. You get two guys going off like that, it can cause problems for somebody.
Yeah, you know, Colin Welp is a really, really talented freshman, and we knew he was going to have a great year. I didn't expect him to have the kind of game in a championship that he did, but I'm not surprised. You know, Colin's dad was the best player in the history of the University of Washington, played in the NBA for a little while, so he's got some natural ability that was on display the other night. And happy for him and happy for our team because we got 9 different guys who've led us in scoring this year. We got 4 different guys who've made game-winning shots. So we're deep and talented.
I mean, no doubt. I love watching you guys. You crash the boards. You really move the ball. You dime guys to death. And I think, you know, and play defense. You get a lot of steals and transition buckets. And guys seem, as I was watching it the other night, all lonely in my room, I was going, man, I play ball 7 days a week, Coach. So I can tell you, you move the ball beautifully. I'm about 6'3", 220, dropping 17 a clip, Coach. You got to sign me up. A late night host dropping 17 a clip.
Hey, you got to guard if you're going to play for us, Scott.
Listen, I'm 53. I don't have to guard anybody. I got to guard my wife from going out with her friends and causing trouble. So tell me how you think the tournament this year is going to go for you guys.
Well, man, I couldn't be more excited about the draw that we got, not because of the opponent, but because of the location. We're going to play in San Jose, so all of our fans here around Irvine can make the trip. They can make a drive and watch us play. And even better than that, it's finals week here because we're on the quarter system. So people have a chance to finish their work and come start their spring break in the NCAA tournament with us. That's exciting. And the Kansas State matchup is a tough one for us. Their team's a lot like ours in that they're a defensive-oriented team. We faced them a little more than a year ago in Kansas State, and they drilled us. So hopefully we can learn and improve off of that game And I do think we can compete, so it should be fun.
So I was looking at the brackets when they first came out or whatever for the show, and the first thing I did, I took the Anteaters to upset Kansas State. I think Kansas State is a good team. And the thing is, I just didn't think, you know, I like Texas Tech, K-State, and Kansas I thought was a little down this year, and they didn't win the conference. I thought K-State was really good, but I thought they were beatable. In my view, I thought they were a team. Those teams, I think, are all beatable this year. So the way you guys roll and shoot and hit from outside, I actually took you. Now, Carver High, God is my witness, did I not take Irvine to win that game? And did you take them, Carver High?
Yeah, you're on them. I'm on them. I told Coach on the phone before I put him on with you that I'm rooting for him on Friday.
That's
so
what I'm talking about.
I'm all
about.
In on the Anteaters, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, there's plenty of room on the Anteater bandwagon, man. Let's all get on it.
So how do you like the gig? Because I know that you've done everything, pros, college. Then you end up in Irvine, and you've been a, you know, multiple Big West Coach of the Year, and you've done this dance with this team before. How do you like it?
Man, I live in a great place. You said you're from Huntington Beach, so you know how good it is here in Irvine. To wake up every day in this place. It's a world-class university, and I really like the type of kids that I can attract here that fit in this community because they're good people. You know, I've got young kids myself, and the players I got are just really committed, hardworking guys, and they're fun to coach. And one of the reasons we got the momentum we have this year is because all of them have made sacrifices for the good of our team, and that's really a fun thing to experience as a coach. And hope we can keep doing it here for a long time because we are getting better.
What did you think of your gig in the NBA with the Warriors? I'm an old Don Nelson. Was a buddy of mine when I worked in San Francisco. Nelly's the best. He's a freak. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I tell everybody that college is supposed to be the funnest 4 years of your life. But for me, unquestionably, the funnest 4 years of my life was a four-hour role with Nelly. He is a special person. A genius about the game and just incredibly creative, innovative, and fun to be around. So I credit a lot of the success that I've had to the different things I learned and watching him through the course of four NBA seasons. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough, I mean, really fortunate to work with other Hall of Fame coaches too. I worked with Mike Montgomery at Stanford and I worked with Dave Odom at Wake Forest. So I've got varied experience and I love the NBA. Where I am now is a really good fit for me, too.
So you made it into the second round going back to 14-15, but you've been in all of these different tournaments. It makes men out of these guys. How much of that NBA stuff rubs off on these kids in terms of your coaching, being able to, I believe, be almost, in my view, at a different level, being so experienced at both the college game and then having that dash of NBA that you got in your blood? In my view, that only helps those kids.
You know, I think it does help us in recruiting because kids are interested in the NBA. And I think that the NBA provides a different type of experience because there's so many more games. The style of play in the NBA is altogether different than college. So they're like different industries. But you can learn so much from one or the other. And to bring NBA ideas and apply them to college, I think has really helped me on both the offensive and the defensive ends. And the players get excited when I share stories about things I've seen in the NBA, and we've got four guys on our teams whose families have played in the NBA. We have Walt Hazard's grandson, and we've got Doc Rivers' son, and we got Chris Webb's son, and we got Caron Butler's son. So we got, you know, a lot of NBA connection in our team that I think does make us different.
That's crazy. 30 wins. Is this the best team you ever coached in all of those, postseason teams you've had? Is this the best one?
Well, yeah, the best one here at Irvine for sure now that we've won 30 games and won both the regular season and the tournament. What these guys have accomplished is special. You know, I was able to be a part of two 30-win teams at Stanford, both of which at some time were ranked number one in the country. So what we're doing here in getting this many number of wins is really rare and really special. And I credit the players for it because we've got great senior leadership. We've got real commitment in our team and just excited about it. Yeah, this is the best team we've had here at Irvine.
Well,
sure.
Listen, good luck Friday in San Jose, Russell Turner. You're doing a hell of a job out in Irvine. You're a great coach. I love watching your guys play ball. You've really made them a special team to watch. I think it's going to be a fantastic game against the Wildcats. All the best, and keep rocking with the Anteaters. You've really made your mark there. Again, a hell of a job you've done.
Hey, man, I really appreciate those kind words, and I thank you guys for having me and UC Irvine on your show.
There he is, Russell Turner, head coach at Irvine. They're getting ready. UC Irvine, the Anteaters, rocking Friday in San Jose against K-State, the Manhattan Bunch that ended up tied with Texas Tech in the Big 12. Should be a war. There he is getting benched on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.